This is 7AD. Casey Barnes' brand new album drops today, and it's called Light It Up. He's on the phone. Hello.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
Finally, it's available for people to download and also buy on CD and vinyl.
It is, mate, and it's good to be back in Tassie. Said to the team I'd love to bring it, you know, back to where it all started, and we are tonight at the Fourth Pub, but I guess we've got a goal at the moment. If anyone listening wants to help us, we're on track, but we're trying to get it to number one on the ARIA album charts first week of release. So if anyone wants to help us, we need as many people to grab it on CD or vinyl. You can, all the details are on my website, and so if we can get it to number one.
The gig at the Fourth Pub, it's actually sold out, so well done.
It sold out in like 3 days, which was crazy. I was really nervous when we locked it all in. I was like, oh, geez, I hope we sell enough tickets. And it literally sold out in 3 days. And, now there's people obviously trying to get in. I think there might be a handful of tickets available at the door, but
okay,
it'll be sort of first in, best dress scenario. And, we're excited. And then I think Messina tomorrow night, and that one's up around 1,000 people coming to that one. So it's going to be a great weekend.
What time are you on stage?
Good question. I think it's just after 7. We've got a support act performing as well, playing in Hobart at the Longley on Sunday as well.
Yep.
There's still a few tickets there.
Righto. So you're playing with a full band, or what's the deal?
We are, mate. We've got a brand new show and got the whole band down here with us. And, it's going to be full steam ahead.
Right. So the Light It Up tour, you're going all over the place. Now, Tamworth has been moved. Usually it's like January, the Australia Day long weekend. This year it's happening in April.
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, obviously when it was meant to go ahead was right at the peak of that wave that came through, and it was just a little bit too risky to hold it in January. So they made the call to move it to April, which is probably the smart way to go. And we'll be back in Tamworth for that, and I'll up for a couple of golden guitars this year as well. So that's going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, what categories are you in?
Male Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. So that's really exciting.
God Took His Time With You. That's the song, right?
Yep.
Time On You, sorry. Yeah. What's your most famous song now, I guess?
It is, you know, and it's funny because one of the reasons, you know, that these shows are going so well and so many people are coming along is because of the huge amount of radio support we've got from you guys, and it means a lot, you know, it really does, especially the fact that radio is supporting more Australian Aussie music, which is really, yeah, it's great.
Last time we spoke, you told us about your first gig was at the Fourth Hotel way back as a 15-year-old, so you're going back to the scene of the crime, mate.
I am. And mum, as mums do, she dug out the old scrapbook and found a photo of me the night that I did get up. I think it was 1994. And there was a band up there. And I don't know how I managed to do it, but I'm up there with my electric guitar having a jam with them on stage. And it's just a weird feeling to come back to that same venue and do it all again. But it's great to see, you know, the Fourth Pub back in 94 is pretty different to what it is now. You know, when your John Stevens and Pete Murray's and Lee Kernigan's come to town, they'll play there now. It's,
yep,
it's a great venue. And, credit to Trent and the crew. They've done a great job, and we're looking forward to it tonight.
Yeah, good on the Fourth Pub. They're excellent. They're very, very supportive of Australian music, and you're right, it's a great venue. All right, so we mentioned Tamworth coming up in April. You're also doing Blues Fest at Byron Bay.
Yeah, that one's been on the bucket list for a long, long time. I guess it's one of the most iconic festivals in Australia. And it's great that there, again, you know, speaking of Aussie music, the lineup this year is an absolute belter of a lineup. And it really is all predominantly some of the biggest and best Australian acts we've got. So I'm super excited. And, as I said, one to tick off the bucket list.
Well, I mean, it's great just to be touring, full stop, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really grateful. It's been a tough, very, very tough last 2 years, not just for me, but, you know, the boys in my band, you guys in your crew, and
yeah,
the guys that run venues. The list goes on. It's been a really tough tough time. So it's just nice to see finally it's coming back. And it's great to see that Tassie in particular have just been so supportive and they've got right behind it. So I think we've all missed it, and we can finally enjoy it again.
All right. So Casey and his band on tonight at the Fourth Pub. And as he said, you may be able to get a ticket or two if you turn up on stage about 7 o'clock. So get there early, maybe have some dinner and get into that. And then if you can't, Saturday night at Methina at the Country Club, and then Sunday down at the Longley, home of the Wolf Brothers. All right, awesome, mate. Yeah, they love that pub.
They're good blokes too.
They are.
I'm big fans of the boys, yeah, so that's great.
Good luck with the album. The tracks that we've been playing, we like. You've sort of found your niche now. It's like it's a blend of country, it's a blend of pop, and some of the tracks are a bit soulful as well, I reckon.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we've found my sound. And you know, the new album, which is out today, does have a real mixed bag. There's some ballads on there. There's some commercial stuff on there. And then there's a couple of country rockers on there too that are going to be great for when we play live. So,
yeah,
check it out. And as I said, you know, we need all the help we can get to get it to number one on the ARIA chart. So that is the goal. And we'll see if Tassie can help make it happen.
So check out Casey's website. So the new song from the album, From the Light It Up, Get to Know You. I guess the title's fairly self-explanatory, but you want to set this one up for us?
Yeah, well, this is the brand new single. It's got a great vibe for summer, and it's all about, feeling when you meet someone for the first time and the nervousness in a relationship, hoping they feel the same way as you do. And then I guess the other flip side to it is, we've been stuck in lockdowns and border closures and all these, you know, pretty nasty things in the last couple of years. And then this song's all about coming off the back of that and getting to know one another again and getting back to, hopefully, a bit of, you know, life going back to normal. So really hope you guys like it.
All right. It's called Get to Know You from Casey Barnes. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.